you are aware of the relationships among bacteria, rhizobia, and legume plant roots that result in nitrogen fixation, and you understand that bacteria can form a symbiotic relationship with plant roots. Soil-borne mycorrhizal fungi, the subject of this book, interact with plant roots in a similar way. Mycorrhizae have been known since 1885, when German scientist Albert Bernhard Frank compared pine trees grown in sterilized soil to those grown in soil inoculated with forest fungi. The seedlings in the inoculated soil grew faster and much larger than those in the sterilized soil. Nevertheless, not so long ago, in the 1990s, the importance of mycorrhizal fungi was unknown to many farmers and gardeners and most garden writers. We feared and loathed all fungi, the stuff of mildews and wilts. Fungi were usually considered downright evil, and most of us took a one-size-fits-all fungicidal approach in our gardens. I had been writing a weekly garden column for some 25 years when I first heard the words mycorrhizal and mycorrhizae in 1995. I was embarrassed by my lack of knowledge of these important organisms, but when I asked my peers if they had ever heard of mycorrhizal fungi, they had no idea what I was talking about. When I first started writing about mycorrhizae, not only did my word processor program spell checker reject the word, but my editor did as well. Why mycorrhizae matter? Truth is, almost every plant in a garden grown on a farm or orchard or living in a forest, meadow, jungle, or desert forms a relationship with mycorrhizal fungi. In fact, many plants would probably not exist without their fungal partners. It is now readily acknowledged that mycorrhizal fungi are important to agriculture, horticulture, silviculture, the practice of growing forests, and even hydroponics, in which plants are grown in water without soil. Mycorrhizal fungi play a growing role in feeding the world. The benefits that plants derive from mycorrhizal fungi include increased uptake of nutrients, increased resistance to drought, increased resistance to root pathogens, earlier fruiting, and bigger fruits and plants. They are helping farmers better withstand drought and use less fertilizer, particularly phosphorus, because mycorrhizal fungi find and restore phosphorus in the soil, making it available to plant roots. Mycorrhizal fungi are also being used to remediate and reclaim spoiled land and to prevent erosion of valuable soils. Mycorrhizal myths. Mycorrhizal fungi are difficult to grow in a laboratory environment, and most are visible only with a microscope. So for a long time, it was not easy for scientists to identify and study them. Before we understood much about mycorrhizal fungi, many mycologists originally thought they were pathogenic, only a small, dedicated group of scientists studied them. Even when they could be grown in a lab, these fungi didn't always behave as they would in an outdoor field study. It took a while to develop replication methods and to understand the conditions necessary for successful establishment of mycorrhizae. As a result, a lot of myths developed. This book aims to dispel many of these. First, there is a presumption that mycorrhizal fungi are ubiquitous, so we do not need to add them to the soil. But considering that most of the soil around homes is not native, but has been brought in from somewhere else, it may not include the fungi your plants need. In addition, you may not have been treating your soil, and therefore its mycorrhizal fungi, in a way that benefits the fungi. Moreover, mycorrhizal fungi are competing with the native microorganisms in the soil, and populations